All right, and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones. With me, the esteemed Bachelor expert, Katie Waite. Welcome.
Hello.
And we are without Christine Lee. We were without all of us last week because of the holiday. So I hope you enjoyed the fabulous fourth with an extra bachelorette without us weighing in. But I did want to just touch on last week's episode, because we're now in real time down to four, getting down to the business now.
Which I have no idea how next week is already hometowns. I feel like this wasn't a real season and it didn't happen.
Yeah, it definitely feels weird. But last week, we obviously had a much larger group before they had finally gone out of the country and they were still in Virginia. And we sort of saw what we all knew was coming, which was the downfall of Chris.
Chris's true colors came out.
I think we all agreed. Why did she keep him around for that week anyways? Because the red flags were already flying, including, by the way, one she saw. Mm-hmm. Like, it's understandable, even though it's annoying to us, we're screaming at TV, oh, Garrett or Lincoln. Chris was right there in front of her.
Well, she even called him out for when he pulled the whole, let's go find Becca after that date and try to make things right, which backfired, obviously. He was trying to explain how he had been attacked by the other guys and fat shamed and all this stuff. And she was quick to jump in and be like, well, I saw you actually doing the attacking as well. So it wasn't just that one way. And he didn't really have a response to that. And after she brought that up to him, it just went downhill from there.
Basically, he thought he was in better position than he actually was, even though he didn't have a position at all. Because he was lucky to stick around to make it to Virginia's for Lovers. Mm-hmm. Because he never should have gotten a rose last week. And I don't know if it was the final week of, well, the producers get to pick one, or whether she just thought, well, maybe he had a bad day a couple weeks. He was still confident right up until he made the ultimate mistake, which, have you ever seen the show before?
Yeah.
You don't go over to the Bachelor or Bachelorette's hotel room. It never ends well. Even Corinne, who tried to sleep with Nick, that didn't work. So I don't know what...
Never does.
Never works. Usually you just end up doing the exact opposite of whatever you think you're going to accomplish.
Yeah, he thought he had a lot more validation than he actually did, and she saw right through him, sent him home.
Not only did she send him home, but as soon as she, and I thought she handled it very well, you know, she used the typical drinking game type stuff. I mean, we're not in the same place, it's not right to keep you around, blah, 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 it's just best that we say goodbye now. Immediately, he's like, oh yeah, no, I'm good. Well, can I walk you out? No. But
no, I'm good.
No, you can. We're good right here.
And then she starts walking him out, and he's like, "No, just stop there." Which she didn't. She still, you know, walked him out because he, quote unquote, deserved that goodbye. But thankfully, he's gone. But unfortunately, we'll be seeing him in paradise. Yes.
Why do we continue to let these people stick around?
Well, I'm surprised that we didn't see a segment of him in the car leaving.
Right. Which, by the way, he walked there and had the car waiting for him to leave.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't, they just didn't want to give him the satisfaction, but he could have built up his paradise persona a little bit.
Or, let me play a little conspiracy theorist, as we tend to around here. What if he totally went off the rail? And even for him, by the way, this is all relative, but they were worried, okay, because by the time they're editing this, they know he's going to paradise.
Mm-hmm.
We can't show this guy being even more crazy than he was on the show, which is saying something. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to send him off to paradise with all the issues they've had the last couple years.
True.
Yeah, when do we not see the drive away?
Yeah, there was no drive away. There was no, you know, in the moment interview in the car, talking to the producer, crying or being upset, nothing. It just dissolved, just went away.
Which I kind of wish he would just go away. I'm glad we're seeing a lot of the people from this show in Paradise. He is not one that I'm looking forward
to. He is going
to
be so annoying in Paradise, calling it right now. Don't think you're going to disagree with me.
It's just, I get, even before he went totally mental, I get like a Chad or someone who was the show, or a Corinne, who obviously that ended up biting them, but who was the show. Chris was never this show.
No.
He sort of fell into being the last drama left. And exactly. So they said, okay, we'll lean into this.
Yeah.
But he was never really more than just a blip because of his temper. But even his temper wasn't ever really noteworthy.
Yeah. Right after Jordan left, it was kind of just, oh, well, he's our last chance at some drama for the season before we have to all get serious.
So I don't even know that he'll bring anything, any excitement to Paradise. Like, I think...
He won't. He's just going to be annoying.
Yeah. Even if Corinne would have not had to deal with whatever went on, I do think she would have created fun television. I think she would have... The drama would have been sort of the, oh, this is what we watch Paradise for, drama. Chris ain't bringing anything to the table.
Maybe Chris and Crystal will get together in Paradise.
I guess we can only hope.
There you go.
And then, I don't know. Maybe we should go back to San Diego together. Yes, go now. How about before the show starts? But this was actually a good week, the last week, for getting rid of sort of crappy guys.
Yes.
You know, we got rid of Chris. We got rid of Lincoln, who, while we saw a little bit on the show, most of it was obviously off camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then Connor, who had his own red flags with seemingly hiding some of his own... trigger attitude issues with throwing stuff around. And
yeah, also for this episode, I was kind of surprised about Jason. I thought they had a really good one-on-one when they first got to Virginia. And he started to open up a little bit about his family and his grandmother and how his dad took care of his grandmother. But I think they had a really good connection, and then you could see that connection kind of turn over into the Bahamas.
Yeah, you guys were all in on Jason. And, you know, Christine, if she were here, would say the same thing. She would probably be crying over Jason right now. And I think we might have sort of diverging views here, because as we go into the Bahamas and they finally leave the country, even if it's not... Listen, I've been to the Bahamas. It's great, but it's not. You're not taking them to the south of France.
You're not leaving.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, going to the Bahamas or the Dominican or Mexico and being like, hey, I left the country. Yeah, you could say, or Canada. Like, oh, we went to Canada. You didn't, I mean, did you?
Yeah.
Like, yes, you needed a passport.
Did you fully leave the country?
You needed a passport, but it would take you longer to fly to the other coast of the U.S. Like, I feel like the flight should probably be longer than it takes you to get from New York to L.A.
Yes.
Is that fair? But anyways, it looked great, but out of nowhere, and you guys clearly saw this coming, is the whole Jason tsunami, if you will. Because I didn't think this guy belonged beyond the fact that, okay, well, he's not a slime bucket. And we still have one in Garrett, but again, she doesn't know that yet. Or clearly after the show knows and doesn't care. But... Jason, to me, good dude. Yes, they've always had good one-on-one time together, not even just one-on-one dates, but just whenever they're together. I don't know. To me, he seems like just very blah. And maybe she is too, and maybe that's the connection.
I'm not fully disagreeing with you on that. I think he was one of those quiet ones at the beginning, and then all of a sudden, now he's... you know, in the final four. But they're definitely, and she mentioned that in their one-on-one time in the Bahamas, that he's definitely not where the other guys are with.
For sure.
With her. He's much farther behind. And I don't know if that's, I don't think it's strong enough for them to make it when you see the connections with the other three that are left.
And she was confusing because, so it ends up, they go on at the very end, they go on a 3-on-1, and it's Leo, and we're jumping ahead a little bit, but I think this is important because this was probably the most exciting part of the episode, which, if you can not be very exciting in Bahamas, they found a way. So it was Leo, it was Wills, and it was Jason on a 3-on-1. You know, three guys, one rose. and Leo gets the boot. Not totally surprising to get down to the two. And I like Leo a lot, but there was never, I don't think they ever,
there was
like
never
a
real strong connection, I think. But also when she decided to send him home, like, it just, there was no reaction. Like, she was like, I think we'll just go our separate ways here.
Yeah.
And then they panned to the other two and then continued the date.
Leo's like, just walking there was, on the beach.
Like, there was no reaction from either one of them. They didn't even say, well, they, I'm sure they edited out, but they didn't even say anything after that happened. It just went away.
And her explanation to him wasn't even that clear. She's saying it, and I'm thinking, well, did she actually say you're going home? I almost think they're leaving on the boat, and he's like, wait, you guys forgot me. Like, I'm a stuntman.
Hey, you never said that I was going home.
Until she went back to the other guys and said, oh, I just sent him home, I thought, you never said that.
I actually did rewind the episode and went back, and there was no, I think she said, you know, this is either where we split, or I don't
something
even
like,
know how
I,
she
I wouldn't
said
wanna,
it.
I wouldn't want to bring your family into this if it's not, if we're not totally in it,
yeah,
or
it was
something
really
like that.
Cryptic, and all of a sudden she's leaving.
Yeah, and it was right after he specifically said, like, yeah, obviously I want to be straightforward with you, but I am here for you. It's not as if he was saying, even as much as I thought Jason saying, well, maybe not, he was saying, no, I'm in, but yeah, we have some ground to make up.
Yeah. Yeah, he was explaining how he would need more time with her to before he got down on one knee and proposed.
Crazy talk, I know.
I know. You need more than 5 weeks. Like, oh, what?
Dude.
And, you know, they brought up not as far along as, you know, the other Drink. Relationships. But during that, I don't know if you noticed, he wasn't really fully listening to her. Like, he was just trying to, like, kiss her face. And just, he wasn't like, and then, but she was just kind of like, just sitting there, like, what, like, you're not listening. And you could kind of see that, but it wasn't really brought up. And
but even
then
when he gets sent home, he's not really, it's
yeah,
almost,
then he's just like, okay.
So we still having this conversation. It just, it was so, and yeah, we can scream to editing or whatever, but it was just so non. I don't know.
It was bizarre because he, right before this date, they did like one of those in the moment interviews, and he was saying how connected they are and how he can't wait to see her and all this stuff, and then it just ended. I don't know. It was weird.
It was very weird, and I don't think he was the wrong person to go. And, you know, we've talked about how Leo is sort of the coolest guy in the room, and he is. I mean, when you are a stuntman,
oh, yeah,
and look like that, you're pretty
much... hair like that.
Yeah, and the way he carries himself. I mean, he is and will continue to be the coolest guy in the room. But he was never for her, and she was never for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that part made sense. And then you end up with Jason, and you end up with Wills, and we spend 40 minutes with a you know, Supreme Court justice in between...
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that, ABC News.
Ruined it.
Seriously, breaking into more important issues. We're trying to make The Bachelorette great again. Let's just focus on that. And so you have these two, and this whole time she's talking about being further along and being further along, and Wills is, I mean, I know they set us up for this, but I mean, it was all like Wills, Wills, Wills. Jason went from being super confident to like, oh, crap. And as she's talking to both of them, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, peace out, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You are. And she picks up the rose and does the whole, I have to go with the person who's the same place as me and I can see a future with. And then goes to the guy who's, maybe, we'll see. What?
Who she called a risk.
What?
Yeah.
Upset of the last however many years, how do you pick Jason over Wills? And I know you guys are a little more pro-Jason, and I'm not anti-Jason, but Wills is awesome.
Oh, I love Wills. But I think, yeah, I actually thought that she wasn't going to give one and send both of them home.
Oh, I never
actually
thought that.
Yeah, the way she held the rose and started talking, I was like, oh, she's not giving it to either one of them. they're both going home, and three people out of the three-on-one date are going to go home. And so I was, as much as I like Jason, and I like Wills too, I didn't think she was going to give the rose to either one of them.
Interesting. I was just Wills the whole way, not just because I like him more, but, I mean, they were making out and talking about the future, and, you know, he's like, I'm in love with you, and it's all like, okay, these are the
two. Yeah, because they even got into a conversation about how it would be to meet his family and what is, like, each person of each member of his family, like, what they're like. And I was like, oh, okay, it's going to, you know, be Will's. And then she talked to Jason, and she was like, you know, you're a bigger risk, and, you know, you're not as far along as the other, like, the quote of the whole episode. So I was like, okay, it's probably going to be Will's. And then when she was about to give out that rose, I was like, I don't see either one of them working out. But then I went to Jason, and
it's just, so you send Leo home for the same reason, maybe not the same reason, but you send him home for a reason that you could say the exact same thing about Jason.
Yes.
But then you keep Jason.
Yeah.
Over Will's, who was all in, and they had amazing chemistry. He's, of the four guys that are now left, he's the most unique. I mean, look at his outfits every week.
Yes.
I mean,
those flowers were on point last night.
Holy God. And none of those other dudes could pull anything even close to that off.
No.
They all are very conservative for this show.
Preppy.
Totally. And, I mean, whether it's animal print or flowers or, I mean, basically like male rompers, really. Yeah. He just crushes
it. He's got it.
And owns it. It's not even like a, I don't know, he doesn't even seem to do it in, you know, how some people are almost doing it ironically.
Yeah. Oh, no, his paradise wardrobe, that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be incredible. But to me, like, and Wills is great, but I don't want him in paradise. Like, to me, Wills is the Bachelor.
I could see that.
Like, what are we doing? Can we just...
Well, you could pull a Nick and take him off Paradise and throw him into The Bachelor.
And I know we're jumping around here, but I think we can agree none of the people that have been sent home other than him could be The Bachelor. Yes?
No. Yes. Okay. Yes, agreed.
And even if you're looking at the people who are left, it's obviously not going to be Garrett. Whether he wins or not, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can't pick someone with that sort of baggage to be your Bachelor, at least when you know of the baggage. Colton could be, because he's got the All-American looks. He's got the virginity angle, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah.
I guess Blake would be the other one. I still don't think Jason is Bachelor material. I didn't think he should be on the show anymore, so clearly I don't think he's Bachelor material. So I guess, like, Blake or Colton, but I'd still rather watch a show with Wills over both of them.
Yes, I agree. I loved Wills, and I think he would be a great Bachelor. I really liked Blake too. He kind of started getting annoying in this episode, right when the episode opened.
He, if you noticed, and this is sort of a trend that we've seen, whether it's Vanessa or whether it's Lauren B, people who end up ultimately winning, and I'm not saying he is, I have no idea, but if he does, he's sort of following this script where they're A+ all season. No drama, no anything, they're great. Maybe even don't hear a ton from them other than their dates.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you get down to the final 5, 4, and they start, it's almost like it just dawns on them. Oh my God, there are other people here?
Yeah.
Wait, she or he?
Calling a Vanessa.
Going out on dates with other people? How dare they?
Yeah, I really liked him, and I still like him.
As do I.
But the opening part of this episode, when the first date card came, and it went to Colton and not him. He all of a sudden was like, really thought it was going to be me. Everyone thought it was going to be me. Like, I'm pretty sure.
She knows what I'm going through.
I'm pretty sure everyone in that room thought it was going to be themselves. Like, it's not, you're not that much of a front runner in this group of guys. So that, and then throughout the episode, you got, you know, cut-ins of him saying,
just complaining. He
should know. She should know how I'm feeling. She should feel that I'm upset when she's going off with these other guys. Like, that, it's literally what you signed up for.
It's and I know we see it a lot, and I don't know whether because they now, as you go along, I don't think maybe people don't realize, especially when you're a week in the Bahamas. Well, then if you only spend one day with that person, you got a week by yourself. And now that if it's down to five people, you're and one of the people's gone for a day, so you definitely have more time to stew and more time where you don't have busy work with other people, whether it's, oh, let's work out or let's whatever. Mm-hmm. You have other people sort of keeping your mind going maybe. And I can't explain it, but almost every year around this time, somehow there are people who just remember the show they're on.
It's the breaking point week.
Yeah, because it's clearly they've been here for the last 6 or 7 weeks. This is not should not be news to them that, oh my God, they're with another person. Yeah. Hate to break it to you, dude. She's going to go out with another person after that person. That isn't you.
And she's been doing this for the past 6 weeks.
Yeah,
almost five, 6 weeks.
And it happens every year, and I will never understand it. But especially with Blake, who, yeah, and it sticks out with the Vanessas and the Laurens because they're so quiet and seemingly happy-go-lucky. Like, everything's great. And then... crisis of conscience. Oh my God, I'm dating someone who's dating other people.
Yeah.
Usually, at least you wait till the hometowns because then the parents bring it up.
Yeah. I was just thinking to myself, I was like, please don't turn into being annoying. Like, but now all the drama's gone. So.
Is it though?
So maybe need someone to step up and add some spice to these.
Maybe
last
that's what
weeks.
Blake is there for, because usually we don't get to see this. As I was saying, until hometowns. And I get it more from the family. Even though they obviously know the show that their kids signed up for. They're not in it, so maybe they can't wrap their head around it as much. And so what about these other three people? As if this is their breaking news that, oh my God, they're...
You're right.
They're dating other people? This is crazy.
Totally blindsided.
Oh my God, this is we have to end this. So I get that a little bit more with the parents. But maybe Blake is showing us that he's going to be the one that's a little more difficult here as we get down to hometowns and then maybe fantasy suites and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no on-screen drama left. I have plenty to say about Garrett, which is not appropriate for this podcast.
Yeah.
But on camera, he's been pretty much drama-free.
Mm-hmm.
As has... the rest of the guys. I think the most drama we had, and I guess we have to finally get to the V card, is Colton. And the guys made an issue of this, and they'd alluded to it throughout the season. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't know, Colton apparently is a virgin.
Apparently.
Well, listen, I'm not calling the dude a liar, and he might be, but you never know.
It's true.
We have no way of confirming this.
We don't, thankfully.
But there are a couple angles to this that sort of, no pun intended, rubbed me the wrong way. First of all, when he told her about it, finally, because I love how he's trying on their one-on-one, and then this dude
the poor
comes
guy
up,
just was like,
we're going looking for Conch. It was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah, he was so close.
And then we're going to make a bunch of... sort of innuendo jokes for a half hour as he's trying to tell her about his virginity. But so he finally breaks down and tells Becca, listen, I don't tell many people about this, but I really only had one serious girlfriend and don't have a lot of experience. And in fact, I'm a virgin. Okay. My issue with him not being a virgin, because to each his own,
mm-hmm.
I don't tell many people. Accept an entire house full of people dating the same person as me?
And now millions of people.
Well, that part, I mean, you sign up for if you're going to talk about it. But why did you have to tell anybody in the house if it's this closely guarded secret?
It's true. Unless it was he just told one person and it spread, because that was probably how it happened. I don't think... they were all hanging out, eating dinner together. He's like, oh, guys, by the way.
Guess what? I know this is shocking. Okay, so let's say, even if he told someone there, it's hard to buy that this is this closely guarded secret I don't ever talk about, and then you talk about it with a dude you know for a month.
Yep.
I wouldn't even know how that would come up in conversation, especially when, you know,
I don't want to know how that came up in conversation.
That's true. And I, yeah. Because if it would have come up, I was thinking maybe around the Tinder talk, but if it came up then, it would have been, what's his name, would have blasted it from the Jordan. Would have been, he would have wrote a sign with, you know, Colton's a virgin, woo, here's my, whatever.
Or would have, like, yelled it on the way out or something.
For sure. Don't pick him, he's a virgin. So there's a lot going on there. But, so we can, whatever. He told someone, fine. But then, her reaction.
I didn't really understand her reaction. She basically just got up and walked out. Excused herself, walked out. But then after a while of her just, like, standing outside, just looking into the abyss, she comes back in, and then she's like, what's up? Like, how's it going? She literally said, how's it going? And he's like, good? Like, you just left me for a half hour to go stand outside, like, and I just dropped a bomb on you. Like, kind of, what are you feeling? And she was just like, oh, I appreciate you telling me, and I would never pressure you, and... And then again, it kind of just stopped a little bit. But her reaction was, I wasn't expecting her to walk, just get up and walk out. She probably just honestly didn't know what to say because she didn't, that's not what was going through her mind.
Right. I think if like Venmo John had broken that news to her, I mean, I hate to play stereotypes here, but yeah, the dude who plays on computers all day. Okay, yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. But the big strapping football guy, which he talked about and is a real thing. Like, I was never good at football, but I spent a couple years in the locker room. Forget about at the pro level. Even at the high school level, there's a lot of that stuff that goes on. The actual locker room talk. You know, we've heard sort of the not-so-real locker room talk over the last couple years. But, yeah, there's the that pressure. And so I fully buy what he was saying about, yeah, I had to say things that weren't true in order to fit in, because when all the guys are saying like, hey, this girl and that girl, you're not going to be the one that says, oh, I don't know, I haven't found the right girl yet.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with,
fit in.
But it does, exactly, it doesn't jive in a football locker room.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a bit of a double standard here, because, and we've had to talk about this in the past, whether it's other Becca or not young Becca, but like Becca, yeah. Becca, who's been on a couple times. This has come up before.
Ashley I,
obviously, is a, probably even bigger than Becca. But can you imagine if, let's say, it was the other Becca last year, told Ari that, and he walked out? I mean, we would be destroying him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And not that we're favorable of how Becca responded, but it's sort of like, oh, what are you doing? Like, there's a little bit of a double standard here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a girl, and again, more power to you if that's the path you choose. But then if the guy had walked out and for seemingly something silly, like this idea that, because the guys were talking about, oh, you don't have as much life experience because you haven't had sex.
Yeah.
I don't know how one correlates to the other. So I don't know. Like, should we be more down on her than, as opposed to just be puzzled? Is, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. No, I agree. It's definitely, I mean, the whole issue is a double standard, I feel like. But yeah, I just don't understand why she reacted that way and why she didn't just, like, what were you thinking out on the balcony that made you come back in and then finish the conversation? Like, I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't. And I do understand a little bit of what she was saying in that, you know, if he, because at that point she doesn't know, well, is it for religious reasons? If not, and he then let her know, hey, it's not that I'm waiting for marriage. I'm just waiting for the right person. And I think he said, what, the right heart is,
yeah,
actually
the
what
right
he
heart.
Said. Which is cute. And
it is. But then she was like, oh, well, I'm glad to hear that you're not just waiting for for marriage.
And I could see maybe that was too much pressure for her, not, you know, to be his first, but to think, oh, we're not going to be able to whatever until we actually get married, which is something that you have to think about and talk about, and that's a whole separate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, like, is that something you get up and walk away from the table for?
No.
It's just very bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you really would have thought that he dropped a bigger bomb on her than that.
Like, someone told her he was married and divorced.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think that's a bigger issue. Not what? Issue, bigger deal.
For sure.
Than this.
I mean, and we both have divorced friends. It happens, fine. But when you're looking to marry someone, I think it's a little bit bigger of an issue of, oh, okay, you have another family, or you've been through this whole...
Yeah, you have this whole other
very
time
serious
of your life.
Yeah, like very serious, whereas Colton's biggest thing is he didn't have sex with his one serious girlfriend. This person was married, divorced. Okay, well, there are two sides to every story. Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's talk about it.
That could have been a walkout conversation.
Seriously, that's a, okay, I need to think about this. And instead she said, oh, well, I was engaged and then dumped, so it's sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about this before of how, oh, I went through the same thing as you. No.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Like, at
you
all.
Just went through a breakup.
And so this whole thing with Colton sort of boggles my mind.
I felt bad for him, too, because he finally came out, said it, and then got no reaction. She walked out, and then he was left there to just think about what he was saying, just stew in his own thoughts, and I felt bad for him, honestly.
And not just that, he had to stare at a plate of food the
that
whole
he
time.
Couldn't eat.
That he couldn't eat for some reason. I'm thinking, at least have some food, dude. He had what looked like
start
short rib or something
on that
in front
plate.
Of him. Yeah, like, okay, you're gonna go outside and get some fresh air. Well, I'm gonna dig in to the short rib and risotto.
Let me know when you want to come back and talk. I'll be eating.
I mean, this is a growing guy, you know, he's pretty jacked. You need to get that protein.
Yeah.
You gotta bring Chad in, like, gotta eat, dude. Gotta fuel.
Yeah, I felt bad for him.
But ultimately, she comes in. Okay, thank you. Well, here's a rose.
Basically, that was the summary of the end of the date.
And the guys were shocked, I guess, because of the virginity thing. Even though they don't know he talked about it, because it was total silence when he came back.
Right.
Super awkward.
You don't know.
Like, super awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as awkward as doing the conch diving or...
Yeah.
Why am I saying that right? Is it conch?
Conch.
Conch?
Yeah.
Okay. I always called them conch, so I guess...
Yeah. People say it either way, really.
Yeah. So clearly the people who live there call conch,
yeah.
Because then obviously it sounds like something else and ha ha ha. Have you ever had any of that?
I did not. I have not.
A couple places I go have conch or conch fritters. Which I'm willing to try, but the little stringy thing.
Yeah, no.
I've tried a lot of sketchy stuff.
The pistol, right?
Yeah, I've tried a lot of sketchy stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know that I would try that.
Mm-mm.
And I'm pretty adventurous.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
It's like
on
this
that.
Slippery.
Yeah, no. Ew.
Yeah. Anyways, so at this point, then we know it's. Colton got through, Jason got through, and then we had, I don't know whether you want to talk with Blake or Garrett, if either of them had anything other than Blake's breakdown, if there was anything of interest here.
Not really. Garrett's date was a pretty standard blah kind of date. They still obviously had a lot of chemistry, took a seaplane to a private beach. He talked about how he hasn't brought anyone home since his ex-wife, and how it was a big deal, and he finally dropped the falling in love with you bomb on her. Then they ended the night with night swimming.
Stripping, and I couldn't quite figure out, we're watching it, and the bathing suit she had on would have shown through the top of her dress, so I don't know if maybe she just didn't have the top straps on and she tied it as she was going out. I don't know. It was.
Yeah. I think they probably just.
Because she starts taking the dress off. I'm like, whoa, we're skinny dipping. Yeah. Okay. This is fast forwarding an episode. Whoa. Good for you, I guess.
Yeah. No, I think there was probably an edited throw on bathing suit on here.
And we've seen this in years past. When people get into the ocean, can't bring cameras out there.
Yep.
I mean,
and you never know.
Obviously, if you're diving and you know with the conch.
Yeah.
But with that.
It's all left up to the imagination.
Just saying. Could have been some. Which, again, makes my skin crawl because.
You don't want another Claire Juan Pablo incident.
But with him, I wish, obviously, that he wasn't the way he was off camera that we now know.
Yeah, because I would definitely deem him as the front runner.
And he might be.
Based on their connection, their conversations that they have and how she reacts with him. Like, I would choose him, honestly, as winning. And it's hard because you obviously off the season know all of the controversy and everything. But I would be happy to see them together, not knowing the
absolutely.
Other
I can't get past all the stuff. And so the whole time I'm watching, like, I barely even want to even take any notes because I'm like, I can't get in.
There wasn't
this
much to take notes on.
Well,
them,
that too.
So.
But, like, I can't, I don't know. Like, I know we were talking about, obviously, it's a big deal with the being divorced and all that, but it's certainly not a deal breaker. Like, I think they have great chemistry. I think the fact that he was very open about that, like, I think that all works. But he's just, every time
it's
I
hard.
See him.
It's hard knowing what we know.
And so if he ends up winning, good luck, ABC. I mean, you're going to have, you have issues with all the other, not just with this show, but with the proposal. And clearly you need to redo
Bring out your PR team.
Yeah, I mean, you need to redo your background check stuff. I don't think we're giving them any free tips there that they haven't already gotten, but
there's a lot. I would not want to be in their background department.
And then the only other one is Blake, which, you know, he finally got his time, and so he didn't have to.
Don't forget about the Baja Men.
Oh my God, we found the Baja Men. Thank you.
Yes.
So I always wondered. Well, first of all, we know who let the dogs out. It was the Baja Men.
Yes.
After that, I thought maybe they were locked up or whatever, but they are alive and well in the Bahamas.
New song.
Apparently. It could have been old. I don't know. I wouldn't know the difference other than who let the dogs out.
Well, she plugged it. She was
did she?
Yeah, she was like, they were performing their brand new song.
Oh, God, I missed that.
So, plug the promos.
Yeah, good luck with that, Baja Men. But being a Mets fan, Who Let the Dogs Out was, they changed it when they were making one of their runs to Who Let the Mets Out. Get it?
Wow.
Yeah, when they went to the Subway Series. It didn't end well for them. So I think we can thank
them. Oh, really?
I know. I think that in itself is shocking. But then I think anytime you want to get good mojo, you don't necessarily associate a one-hit wonder with that. So maybe that was I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to cry. So,
well, not only did Blake have to have his little meltdown with her, which didn't help Blake's situation, but she then goes, I sympathize with Ari. And then that just made him feel worse, I think.
Yeah, I could have done without that line too, myself.
Yep.
I don't know that. And I understand now she's going through the same things and I get what she was trying to say. Like, I feel things from multiple people. So I just think
it was the wrong phrase.
Yeah, I think she could have picked her words a little bit better. Like, maybe just, I see. I don't know.
I see how you can have feelings for multiple people.
Yeah, I don't think you need to say anything.
You don't
anything
need to name drop him.
That includes Ari and sympathy in the same line.
Yeah.
Because, yes, this show, by its design, will have you have feelings for multiple people. That doesn't mean you have to pull an Ari.
Yeah.
I
felt like, not that she was annoyed with the fact that he was like, you know, it's so tough. It's tough seeing you, you know, his whole meltdown scenario. But then at the end, she said, obviously, in her interview, not to him, that he, that she was in love with him and she wanted to tell him that. And which I thought was kind of like a 180 in the, in that date part of the episode, because she, not that she was annoyed, but she just seemed like, like, I understand it's tough. Like, this is part of the process. Like, this is this is the show. Like, you have to, you know, I was in that episode. I know how hard it is before hometowns. And, like, I understand what you're going through because I went through it. And he was just like, well, it's tough. Like, you don't know.
She basically had the same reaction we did.
Yes.
Like, I'm
but
sorry.
But then all of a sudden she was like, I'm in love with him and I want to tell him, but I know that I can't.
Yeah, it's like, you know what show you're on, right? Okay, cool. But then, yeah, she went all in, and obviously, unlike Ben, who actually told the people, and hopefully she'll keep it to herself, but because then it gets super awkward when you got to send the one person home. But just from, I mean, as we get to the hometowns, they made it very clear that Blake is the one to beat right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a front runner for a while, maybe not as much as he likes to think, but she was quite clear that she's saying things about him that she's not saying about anybody else.
Yep.
And we go to hometowns, and I don't know if they made it clear whose father it was, or uncle, or whoever, but someone's family member who was like, yeah, this can't happen. Like, I want you to end this.
Yeah, I don't think we saw who that was, but it should definitely be interesting. I think there are four very different but kind of the same guys.
They really are.
So, like, there's not too much of a difference between all four. So I'm interested to see what their families are like, if their families are all the same, or if we're going to get some, I mean, it looks like we're going to get some drama with the families. So.
Which is always nice. And we have, so we've had our fantasy teams from the beginning, and I still have my top choice, who's Colton. Christine lost her top choice, who was Will's. And then the final three, shock the world, belong to Katie. And that's Garrett, Blake, and Jason.
Yes.
And I still have my original rankings from the first episode, and 2, 3, 4, 5. So I have the three of the four were in my top six. Jason was not. Jason was further down. I just never have.
You never.
I never got on the Jason bandwagon from the beginning to now. Never on his team. Again, I seems like a good dude, but just eh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to end up together, but I think Jason is a good guy, and he is positive and he can be fun.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to end up together.
No.
But
I think other stuff notwithstanding, I think the other three, any of the three of them could be a fit for her.
Yes.
And we've made it clear about the Garrett situation, but from what we've seen on the show, he's right up there with Colton or Blake, despite what she said about Blake, which obviously makes you think he's
right.
Clearly the front
actual
runner right
front
now.
Runner.
So we'll have to see. It's a big episode. We'll have Christine back next week, so don't fear. Don't unsubscribe. The show will improve because she will be here, and we'll see who gets to go to the fantasy suites. Maybe Colton and having the chance to, you know. And,
we'll see.
We'll see. So, Katie, thank you for all of your expertise.
Thank you.
And find us at Bachelor Podcast, wherever you go for your social media fun, and we'll see you next week.